Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
The presses have been silent for many years, their rumble a distant but wonderful memory. The beautiful noise, the busy clatter of hundreds of people assembling what some of us affectionately call the Daily Miracle has gone away. Soon, all that will be left of the grand old building at the corner of Superior and Orange Streets in downtown Toledo will be the emptied-out shell of a place that has lived beyond its time. One day soon, someone will turn off the lights in the building that has been the Blades' home for a century, and downtown will never feel the same. Many of us who grew up in the place and still love it will lament that our second home was not immune to the forces that changed the industry. But as magnificent as this architectural gem remains, it was always about the people who inhabited it, the talented professionals who gave the place energy, a semi-controlled chaos that created a daily journal the entire region could read, respect, and hopefully enjoy. So many wonderful memories flood back, including the day the staff gathered for the announcement of the 2004 Pulitzer Prize for Investigative Reporting. "We won!" somebody shouted. Together we celebrated the grand achievement of our colleagues who had produced the Tiger Force series about atrocities in Vietnam. There was history everywhere at the Blade, even in the basement, where huge rolls of newsprint were transported on trolleys on narrow rails, an underground railroad of a different sort. The Blade building at one point was home to several hundred employees who merged their talents to assemble a permanent record, I can't bring myself to call it a product, that remains at the heart of our democracy. In my early years at the Blade, the newspaper was printed in the afternoon. The start of the press run was always an event. We didn't just hear the presses down at street level roar to life at midday. We felt them, the vibration. Minutes later, the first afternoon edition would arrive on our desks, still warm to the touch. Hot off the press, indeed. Something else that was great about the Blade building for so long, public access. For many years, anybody could walk into the lobby, take the elevator to the newsroom, and hope to find a sympathetic ear for a story. Security demands over time changed that. Out of necessity, the building became a less welcoming place, a notion counterintuitive to our mission. The Blade also offered public tours until that was no longer tenable. My mother once brought her social club to the newspaper, and I made the mistake of mentioning their visit to my boss, city editor Frank Kane. As the group and their guide clustered in the middle of the newsroom, Frank walked up to my desk with a mop and a bucket. "I told you to take care of this before our visitors got here," he said. Everybody thought it was hilarious, including Mom. Over time, so did I. The Blade will continue to publish, both electronically and on certain days in print, but not at its century-old home. Sadly, what the building once was cannot be recaptured. The people employed there were proud to work at one of America's great newspapers. For all of us, it was a lot more than a slogan.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.